Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying seven miracles of Christ, the signs of power in John's Gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at John chapter 6, verses 1 to 14. Jesus is the satisfying Savior. Let's read John chapter 6, verses 1 to 14. But before we do that, let's consider something. God usually does not save people in mass, although history demonstrates large numbers have turned to Christ in time of revival. People generally enter the kingdom one by one, and yet Jesus does reach entire crowds. This event is an amazing illustration of Jesus touching many lives at once. The feeding of the 5,000 is recorded in all four Gospels, and we must read them all to get full details of this miracle. Matthew chapter 14, verses 13 to 21. Mark chapter 6, verses 30 to 44. Luke chapter 9, verses 10 to 17. And our text, John chapter 6, verses 1 to 13. We can see the main points of our text here. First, the crowd saw the attraction of Christ. Look at verses 1 and 2. After these things, Jesus went over the Sea of Galilee, which is the Sea of Tiberias. Then a great multitude followed him, because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. Jesus looked beyond the external into a man's heart and revealed his real condition. Something about Jesus attracted people. Religious leaders despised him, but they couldn't stop the common people from coming to the Lord wherever he went. Mark chapter 1, verse 45. However, he went out and began to proclaim it freely and to spread the matter so that Jesus could no longer openly enter the city, but was outside in deserted places. And they came to him from every direction. Just think about three things which created the attraction. His magnetism, Luke chapter 9, verse 11. But when the multitudes knew it, they followed him. And he received them and spoke to them about the kingdom of God and healed those who had need of healing. A little child's reaction to a person is a good test of that person's character. This was particularly true of Jesus Christ. Children loved to run into his arms. Sinners found it easy to come to him. People saw in Jesus the irresistible qualities of grace and truth. But if a person's life and doctrine disagree, people will accept his practice and reject his preaching. And his message, Luke 4:22, so all bore witness to him and marveled at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, is this not Joseph's son? People are attracted to a man with a real message. Jesus' words were significant, had authority, and presented a challenge. People came to him, great, small, simple, educated. And then his miracles, John chapter 3, verse 2. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Our text for this point acknowledges that they followed because they saw his signs which he performed on those who were diseased. Verse 2, Luke not only spoke, but acted. If Jesus' ministry ended with his words, he would have lost his audience. People discard preaching without practice. And then second, the crowd sensed the compassion of Christ. Verse 5, then Jesus lifted up his eyes and seeing a great multitude coming toward him, he said to Philip, where shall we buy bread that these may eat? Matthew and Mark, that's John, Matthew and Mark record that when Jesus saw the multitude, he was moved with compassion. Compassion has the idea of entering into another's anguish, to have pity, to feel sympathy. Compassion is the result of vision, John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus saw the crowd as individuals within many needs, hunger at this moment. Compassion is the result of passion. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 51. My eyes bring suffering to my soul because of all the daughters of my city. A person who really sees human need feels human need. Those who follow Jesus experienced His passion for their need. And then third, the crowd shared the provision of Jesus. Verses 3 through 5. And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there He sat with His disciples. Now the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was near. Then Jesus lifted up His eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward Him, He said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" Here we see Jesus' practical concern for people's needs. He went on the mountain to spend time with His disciples. We might think that the crowd could be tended to after the retreat, but Jesus didn't see it that way. His compassion led to action. It was a miraculous provision. Look at that second part of verse 5 again. Where shall we buy bread that these may all eat? The multitude met Jesus on the other side of the lake. At least 5,000 men, women and children, hungry and tired. The disciples didn't see the need, but Jesus did. He initiated the ministry of meeting the need. Notice the dialogue of verses 5 through 9. Then Jesus lifted up His eyes, and seeing a great multitude coming toward Him, He said to Philip, "Where shall we buy bread that these may eat?" And then notice the next few words. But this He said to test Him, for He Himself knew what He would do. Philip answered Him, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, that every one of them may have a little. One of His disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to Him, "There's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 small fish, but what are they among so many?" Philip did the math. It didn't add up. Peter gave an illustration that it was, or Peter's brother Andrew, gave an illustration that it was impossible. Impossible? Well, good. Now God gets all the glory. Look at verse 6 again. Verse 6 again. What's it say in verse 6? But this He said to test Him, for He Himself knew what He would do. Someone once said, give God credit for knowing things that you don't understand. Amen? It was a multiplied provision. Verse 11, and Jesus took the loaves, and when He had given thanks, He distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. Jesus took simple bread and fish into His holy hands. It became enough to satisfy the need of everyone. What's the lesson? What is sufficient for one is sufficient for all. The food for one boy's meal in the Lord's hands will satisfy a multitude. If there was only one sinner in the whole world, he would still need the death of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary. The solitary life of Jesus Christ was taken away, offered for all. He's now multiplied and lives within all the many believers. And he's still sufficient for as many more as will come to him in faith. Verses 12 and 13. So when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments that remain so that nothing is lost." Therefore, they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with the fragments of the 5 barley loaves that were left over by those who ate. Wow. There was more left over than what was started with. And it was ministered provision. Verses 10 and 11. Then Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place. So the men sat down in number about 5,000. And Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to the disciples, and the disciples to those sitting down, and likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. Make the people sit down. They had to wait for Jesus to meet their need. They had to believe the blesser. They had to receive the blessing. John chapter 6 and verse 35, Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life, and he who comes to me shall never hunger, and he who believes in me shall never thirst." And verse 14, then those men, when they had seen the sign that Jesus did, said, "This is truly the prophet who has come into the world." The same Jesus, the same Savior, is working through his disciples today. What do people experience when you minister to them? If you're surrendered to the Holy Spirit's control, they will experience Jesus' compassion. Matthew chapter 14 and verse 16. And when Jesus went out, he saw a great multitude, and he was moved with compassion for them and healed their sick. When it was evening, the disciples came to him, saying, "This is a deserted place, and the hour is already late. Send the multitudes away that they may go into the villages and buy themselves food." And then don't miss verse 16 of Matthew 14. But Jesus said to him, "They do not need to go away. You give them something to eat." And they did. Jesus multiplied the food, gave it to the disciples, and then the disciples gave them something to eat. Amen. Jesus is provision for all. He's provision for one, and he's provision for all, and he's provision for all who will come to him until he returns. You have a great day.